No worries. Hello, 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 and welcome to the official Are We Canceled Yet podcast with your host, JoJo, and myself, Tamika, a.k.a. Meek Meek, a.k.a. Encore, a.k.a. Blondie Locks.
A.k.a. She's Annoying.
You'll learn to love me. Hope. This is the podcast for those... Don't play with me,
Joe. All right, so let me tell y'all something real quick before we get started. She wanted to rehearse this intro so bad. Okay, wait.
You messing up. Now let's start over. Hello, hello, hello. This is the official Are We Canceled Yet podcast with your host,
JoJo.
And your girl, Tamika, a.k.a. Meek Meek, a.k.a. Encore, a.k.a. Blondie Locks. This podcast are for those that...
Who ain't got nothing to do.
That's riding in a car right now, wishing you was talking to your homegirls, but they got a dick appointment. So, we are here, and we gonna be your besties.
Wait a minute. They got a what appointment?
Can I say that?
Hey, yo!
Can I say that?
Stop! Okay, y'all, just a...
We should have went over what I could and could not say, for sure.
This is the first episode. You're welcome.
Thanks for joining us. Hi. Now, with that being said, I am not a professional, nor is she. Do not judge us for anything
Well, you're a professional? Yeah.
Oh, this
I'm a professional in anything and everything I do.
This is for me. Do not judge me for anything that I say on this podcast. I have done 0% of research. Mm-hmm. Nothing is factual. It's all coming off the dome.
Period. And honestly, if you're watching via YouTube, you already saw our little disclaimer. Don't judge us. Judge your uncle who's not allowed to the family functions. What's up?
Oh, wow.
She didn't know.
Oh, wow.
And it's up there. So what's
I need to see the disclaimer.
She hasn't seen this.
Oh, wow.
She's operations and I am marketing and distribution.
I can't listen. I'm lights if this looks good. If not, I'm just hired talent. I just show up, talk when I need to, go where JoJo tell me to go. I like my partnerships, like my relationships. Just tell me what to do. I don't think about it.
You hear that? Tell her what to do.
Don't get into that.
All right, we're not going to unpack that one this
episode. This is officially episode one. Are you canceled yet? Okay, so let's get into the title. Why are we doing this? Why did we choose that title? What is our point, purpose? Period. JoJo? All
right, so basically, I feel like Are We Canceled Yet? It's very significant with the times, only because cancel culture is crazy right now, and people get canceled over the craziest stuff. So, considering the fact that we are who we are, and we say what we say, but we're not going to say nothing like mad ignorant, like, don't get it twisted. But...
We ain't great.
I feel like if we even fart the wrong way, we're going to get canceled. So, baby, are we canceled here?
I'm already fully against farting, per se. But... pretty much on the same gist, I feel like this is a podcast where we can be open, speak our minds. We're gonna get judged. I was gonna say don't get judged. We're gonna get judged. It's fine. You can judge us however you want. Mm-hmm. But
do we care is the question.
Not today.
I don't think we do. I don't think
tomorrow ever. I might. But today?
Not ever.
Not so much. Not so much. But speaking of that. We brought up cancel culture. That's the whole, you know, premise around our podcast. Mm-hmm. Free speech, get it out there. But also, is cancel culture canceled?
The question is, who created cancel culture? I feel like the Gen Zs.
Oh my gosh.
I can't stand them. Look, let me tell you. The Gen Zs, literally, they just decided they wanted to come up in the world and just change stuff around. Granted, I feel like the older I get, the older I do get stuck in my ways. But listen, why are we bringing up the past? Like, that is my thing. Why are we trying to cancel people of the past? If you're going to cancel something that's relevant, that's in the present.
I'm just glad I was not on top of Twitter at my early age.
Oh, for sure.
Because I would have been
screwed, baby. The waities.
How I caught my curse word before it came out and I changed it.
I'm glad you did because I'm not editing a thing out.
Oh, that's fine. I just don't want anyone to take it down.
They won't because I put explicit on the when I set it up.
Oh, perfect.
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 Who knows what's going to come out of our mouths? Sorry in advance.
All right, so cancel culture. I don't even know if it was for real a thing, per se, or it was to a select group of people. If you ain't fight hard enough.
You know what? I will say, to that point, I feel like when stuff is canceled, for instance, it will literally last maybe a month or two. They will go so hard every day to the point to where it's annoying on social media. Like, it's trending topic for 2 months straight, and then all of a sudden it just goes away.
No, I think it hit a few people if you let it. Example, DaBaby, because I love him.
When he was saying the stuff about the LGBTQ.
For sure. For sure. They shut that shit down. But he was persistent. He's still, staying on track. And I feel like he's going to make a positive comeback. Did you learn from it? Yeah. Definitely.
Hope so.
He did. I talked to him yesterday. But yeah. I feel like you can come back from it if you don't go in the wrong direction after that.
I mean,
or true. If your PR don't fuck you over.
True, but also, PR. Let's talk about PR because I feel like you need to be genuine with it. We all know PR. They're there to spin things. They're there to get the artist back on track with everything, but the audience, by us, we can see when it's BS. So if there's no genuine innuendo behind all that, what is it for? What exactly is it for? Just to please people? Because that's what they want to hear?
Yeah. What?
Man, yeah. Get out of here, bro.
I'm trying to make you feel better about what I did or what I said so that way I can continue to make these coins.
But in the same breath, I don't mean it. And it may or may not happen again. And we're going to be in the same boat over again. Annoying.
Yeah, that's fine. But I won't be in it right now.
Listen.
I think about other consequences when they get here.
Maybe listen.
But for right now, I'm good.
And you know what would solve all of this, to be completely honest?
What?
Everybody minding their business.
Oh, true.
Everybody just minding their business. Granted, I get if somebody says something racist, derogatory, what have you, okay, they deserve to be canceled because we don't need that hate in the world. We already got enough of it in the world. But for the other things, like if you just speaking your opinion on something like a, I don't know, I can't even think of an example right now, but just like generally speaking your opinion and you get canceled because the mass majority does not agree with you, it's stupid.
But then you're contradicting yourself. You just said, mind your business. Why are you giving me your opinion?
Because people ask for it.
Mind your business.
People ask for it. But I feel like that's different when you're in the limelight. You can't necessarily mind your business because everybody is in yours. And they always want to hear your point of view on stuff. Now, I'm talking about for regular folk. Mind your business.
No, okay, yeah. I was about to say, that does not apply.
No,
famous,
when you're famous,
for a reason.
You got different
rules. You
have
a following for a reason.
Yeah.
So you can't be like, mind your business, because
once you put it out there, your business is I'm not famous
yet. My business.
Because mind your business.
That's not why.
Why? Why? Tell me why.
Bitch, we out here trying to make it. That ain't why. We just need an opportunity. Also, let's take a quick break to talk about our sponsors. Insert here when y'all want to be brought up on the show.
If you want to be a sponsor, hit us up.
If you want to be a sponsor,
just slide in our DMs.
Just slide in her DMs.
Whoa. The company's DMs.
That she will check.
Oh, yeah. I'll check it. Yeah. I was about to say, don't slide in my personal. Because what did I say?
Please don't slide in my personal. My if it's business. Inappropriate, it depends on what day I might be there. Depends on what day.
Oh my gosh. Like, clearly you can tell the difference between
a us. Couple. What? There is no difference. We're twins. There's literally no difference.
Do you want to test that theory? Rapid fire question! Yes!
I knew this was coming.
All right.
I have no questions.
Shut up.
I know everything about you.
Shut up. But the audience doesn't. All right, so check it. We're not going to sit here and tell you, oh, we're this, oh, we're that, blah, 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 blah.
Because really, do you care?
No. Also,
that's my point.
People be lying for real. We're just going to tell the good things about ourselves. So.
What's bad about me?
Rapid fire questions. Are you ready? No hesitations. I got my questions ready.
My life is a hesitation.
Okay, we're going to do 6 questions. Get up closer to the mic so I can hear you.
Oh, you have a paper.
Yeah, I wrote these down. What you thought I was going to memorize this? God, you know, audition?
I have nothing.
All right, go ahead and drink your agua. Look. No hesitation. Okay. First thing that comes to your mind, no judgment. We judging the uncle.
Stop it. That's so sad.
Everybody got that one uncle.
They do, though.
And it's always the uncles. You don't ever hear about no aunties acting like that. We'll unpack that later. Anywho, question number 1.
Yes.
You won $1 million. What's the first thing you buy?
Oh, okay. Good question. If I won $1 million, I would buy a blonde wig. Honestly, because blonde wigs are very hard to find. I would love it to feel like black, silky, Indian bundles.
For sure.
That's really what I want.
Because blonde hair be feeling.
That's really what I want. With a good closure.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And my life will be set.
Not even going to hold you. That's going to take the whole $1 million right there.
It'll be worth it.
Question number 2.
Also, if you would like to sponsor and you have blonde.
Icy hair.
No, you can't say that. Oh. Because they ain't give us no money. Oh. Again, this is our first episode. We're learning.
Okay, question number 2.
Yes.
All right. You're on a deserted island with 3 men. Paint the picture here.
Ooh. Ooh.
All 3 men ask you to a romantic dinner. Who are you going with? 1, Drake. 2,
what?
August Alsina. 3, Blueface Baby. Also, do not read into these questions. They just popped into my head and I wrote them down.
Who would give me options?
You got 3.
What the fuck? Who would give options?
Number 1, Drake. Number 2, August Alsina. Number 3, Blueface Baby. Pick one.
Oh my gosh. I'm out to dinner.
Romantic dinner. Okay. Deserted
romantic?
Island.
Romantic?
Deserted island. They're the only 3 on the island.
It's the only 3.
And it's just dinner.
This is wild.
You have great options there.
Also, why is this question so hard? It's not August Alsina. For reasons being. It's romantic dinner. Like, and I know I'm not your type anymore.
Oh, for sure. Oh,
like,
wait a minute.
We could have been singing to each other. You ain't know that? Like, I don't know if he bisexual.
Oh.
But I know. I think he got a boyfriend.
You went that way. I thought you was going to say he don't like black women.
No, he like gender.
Touche.
He like the blackest women.
Touche. Because she from Baltimore. You don't get no black in Baltimore.
She from Baltimore. Drake, what are we about to talk about? Making money? He not gonna sign me.
He gonna wear his pigtails.
Also, my booty ain't big enough for us to get anywhere. Honestly, think about it.
So you gonna wear Blueface, baby?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, you gonna drive me crazy.
He's a beast. Let's go.
Drive me crazy. But I feel like he know what he doing. And if it's romance.
Come on. I feel like he can be romantic. Because during COVID, I watched his show on Instagram. And it was amazing.
But was it romantic?
There was some romantic parts.
I feel like that's a solid no.
Next question. Okay.
I like these already.
You can only have one in your cabinet for the rest of your life.
Hot sauce.
I didn't give you the options.
White t-shirts.
You can only have one in your cabin for the cabinet for the rest of your life. Plan B or ibuprofen? Hey, yo.
Oh, hilarious.
You can only choose one.
One, you know I'm not allowed to take ibuprofen. Otherwise, I would choose ibuprofen. I'm going to take the Plan B and sell it to my fast friends.
Wait a minute. Why are you not allowed to take ibuprofen?
Because I had surgery.
Shut up.
Unpack that.
Wait, what do you take for your monthlies?
Tylenol.
Tylenol?
I'm dying. I'm not going to hold you. I'll be dying.
Baby, listen. You better off taking a shot of
heating pad, baby. Heating pad.
Okay.
Also, if there's any sponsors for heating pads, I absolutely love them. They've changed my life.
Rayo. I love their pads. Anywho, 4. Favorite vacation spot.
Do I have to have been there before?
Yes.
What?
Because why would it... Wait, how could something be your favorite if you've never been? I think the answer is going to be even stupider.
Why would you think that?
Because you don't go nowhere.
Exactly. That's all my answer is. Favorite vacation?
Yes.
Dang, you know what? Florida.
Florida?
It's Florida.
Next question.
I know where I've been because it's ratchet.
Bro.
And when I'm on vacation, I like to be ratchet. I want to go to parties. I'm not about to sit on the beach.
She hasn't grown up yet, you guys.
I want to shake a little something. Take 3 shots. And dance on the table.
And on that note, what do you think is going to be our biggest challenge with starting this podcast?
Consistency. It's the fastest I answer. I knew that one straight off the bat. Consistency, but we're working on it.
We're working on it.
If...
Also, Tamika,
don't come out. Don't judge.
Also, first of all, Tamika is over operations. I am over digital marketing and distribution. Therefore, if you do not get an episode on time, that's because Tamika is not motivating me to do my job because she's not doing hers.
Really?
That's what operations is.
Did we discuss that?
I just said it.
I clearly said I was hired talent.
Yes.
I was hired talent.
I don't think higher talent bosses orders around. Let me just...
I didn't boss around
before
anything.
Before I get to this last question, let me just give y'all a little insight of my day. Yesterday, we had a meeting. And I think going forward, we should have like our planning meetings like right
Do
before our
should call meetings. That a meeting? Because you didn't contribute.
See? But who put together everything? Who put together her folders for her to stay organized?
Who looked in those folders? Did you expect me to open the folders?
Who looked in those folders? Next question.
I don't even know what our intro looked like.
And mind you, she created the intro.
Oh,
you're talking about the YouTube intro.
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know what we're getting into, and I'm sure I wouldn't have approved it.
That's going to be a surprise
for
everyone.
I'm sure I wouldn't have approved it. I'm not going to watch our show.
Don't even look at it. Just listen to it because it's on several platforms.
Gosh.
We're international, baby.
What's
Not yet, but we'll be.
Last question.
What is your relationship status? The people need to know. What's your relationship status?
Funny. You're so funny.
I don't understand. What's so funny about
you're
that, Tamika?
You're so funny.
Please enlighten us. What is so funny about that question? I feel like that is a valid question to ask because you are a fun, good-looking woman. And these men out here, they need to know. Is my girl single or is she taken? Or what's up? You never know. One of our listeners could be, you know, your next husband. Or might be already your husband. I don't know. What's your relationship status?
Or might be one. I do not have a husband.
Okay. She doesn't have a husband. Looking good.
I do
good.
Not have a husband.
Do you have a boyfriend? Do you want to skip the question?
No. No.
All right. See. Okay. 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 Wait, wait, wait.
A therapeutic moment.
Okay. Wait, wait. Wait. Before you answer this, it may help you just to sing out your feelings.
Don't. Because you know that's my type of shit.
Exactly.
No. I'll make a whole song about it. Wow. Wow. What is this? It's integration.
It's rapid fire questions.
Rapid fire questions. What was the question?
Tamika, what is your relationship status?
Available. It's available.
We'll take it.
Emotionally, sometimes.
Okay, so... translation, she is physically available, but emotionally...
Oh my gosh, don't say that.
Find
don't say
somebody that. Else.
No, don't say that. That mean DTF. What is it from Jersey Shore? That mean like I'm down to get down.
Now, she just aged herself.
Out of nowhere.
She referenced Jersey Shore.
Oh, well, that was a good ass show. Okay?
That is also an old ass show.
That's fine. It's reruns. Whatever. Your favorite people watching it still. Ooh. Oh, dang. Now you messed me. My train of thought. Well, yeah, but don't say that. She open. You like my legs open. Now, come get it. That's definitely not what I'm giving.
Please enlighten us.
I'm giving lady. You're not giving the tramp. I'm giving lady, not the tramp.
Did it stop recording?
No.
No. About that, we had technical issues. Mic stopped working, so y'all didn't hear the last part of Tamika's rant.
It did give me time to go back on my question, and I would like to eat with Drake.
Talking to your mic? Because I think we're having issues again.
I said I was able to go back and rethink my question, and I would have dinner with Drake.
Wait, pause. We finished all of the questions and you decided to go back to that one to say...
Because we started singing Drake.
You would go back
when we
to
were
Drake.
Having technical difficulties.
Oh my gosh. See, you know what? This is why we need sponsors. We wouldn't have technical difficulties if we had money for good equipment.
I wouldn't be able to rethink my decisions. Which one, you shouldn't even have let me go with that decision.
Oh my God.
That was a ridiculous answer. Please. I obviously was not in my right mind when I answered the question.
Oh my God.
It's only three people. Drake don't give a fuck how big my booty is at that time.
Drake
there
is
no
also-
one else. And he got a plane probably behind the tree behind us.
He gonna have two little pigtails in with the little ballies on the end.
There's no one. There's no one else on the island.
There's no one else on the
All right.
No, I'll take my chances with August Alsina. He can sing to me.
Drake can sing to me.
Don't nobody want to hear Drake talk Drake in
can,
a rhythm.
He can. What? That's all we want. We would make beautiful music together.
Give us a little sample.
Facts. Not on the first one.
All right, my turn. Give me my questions.
Okay, I will give you your question. Period.
Wait.
This is... Remember when I said I was hired talent to just show up? And I was against this. Okay, let's be clear. I was against asking each other questions.
You want to turn the mic to you?
I stood firm that no one watching this pod or listening cared about us yet.
Y'all care.
They don't care about us yet. Okay. We're not their friends yet.
It's because we're broke and we had technical issues. Whoa,
chill. I have a job.
Okay, wait.
I just don't have the job.
Okay, I take that back.
Choice.
I don't claim broke. Don't claim broke. But as a whole,
not
this podcast is very broke.
Had Blue's Clues hire me to be the next Blue's Clues, I would be where I wanted to be in life.
I'm sorry. Blue's Clues?
Yes.
Where did that come from?
Oh, and I have a question.
But when they looked for the next Blue's Clues, were you even an adult?
Yes, I auditioned. It's somewhere on my computer. I have a question.
Okay, I'm ready.
I already know that you are an actor.
Period.
What is your dream role? Ooh. And what network?
Ooh.
Look at her thinking of questions on the fly. Ooh,
dream role.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Anything black, to be completely honest. But not just like the regular, like, don't give me no stereotypical type-ish. I want to be in like superhero type stuff, but I want to be the villain.
Mm.
I want to be a villain, okay? Mm. Because in a world full of princesses, be a witch. Be a witch. I saw it on a Walmart sweatshirt, and I've been saying it ever since. That's
her mantra. That is her mantra.
Okay, network. My favorite network. That's not a network.
Tubi.
I love Tubi.
I've never met anyone that loved Tubi more than you.
I want to play a villain on Tubi. You heard it here first. Next question. Too easy.
Okay. Too easy. You open up your TikTok right now. What's the first three videos you're going to see? Category.
On my TikTok?
Yours. I know what's on mine.
Makeup tutorial. No. I take that back. You know what? Right now, at this moment, yes, makeup tutorials. Because I was looking up a face for Halloween. Two would be nails. And then the third would be Jaguar Wright. Because I'm tapped in,
Did you see her? Yeah, you saw her interview with Orlando.
Hey, I ain't even going to hold you. If they came out with an album today, I'm streaming it. First one streaming it.
Wait, were they singing?
Baby, they made a whole song. Two whole songs. You got to watch it.
I only saw a few clips and none of them had singing in it.
Look.
They just did an interview with Ray J.
I saw it with Funny Marco.
Of course you saw it. Yes. Of course you saw it.
Baby. Orlando is hilarious. But Ray J's face the whole time, he clocked what he was putting down. But I'm not going to speak on that because I'm not tapped in to the industry like I want to be, and I'm still trying to work my money up. So I don't know shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Maybe last question. Depends on how you answer. I might think of something else.
Oh my God. Clearly she's not the prepared one.
I was against this.
Okay.
In the first place. Okay. But I feel like I'm doing very well picking up.
You're doing really good.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Why are you not married, JoJo?
Why I'm not married?
Mm-hmm.
Oof. I believe marriage is an off-brand version of slavery.
Please elaborate. I would love that.
I'm just kidding. I'm just BSing. Okay, so the real reason I'm not married, one, I feel like a marriage is essentially a business. Yes, there's love involved, but you become one. Finances become one. Bills become one. You get what I'm saying? You see what I'm putting down? Mm-hmm. So as of now, because I am now on the market, so sorry, fellas. So sorry.
So sorry,
6'3" and taller, fellas. So sorry. But because we have been together for a significant amount of time, I am indeed legally able to get everything a wife can get. We just don't have the paperwork and we have our own finances, which I enjoy.
That's such a Midwestern response.
Midwest?
Baby, yeah, where please. I'm from. O-H-I-O.
Okay, we're going to have to talk about this another episode. Thank and we're going to really have to dig into, because I don't even think Ohio is Midwest for real.
It definitely
Y'all are very much confused about where y'all land on the map, which is okay.
Perfectly.
But Midwest, it is not. I don't even know what to call you. We need to call you something like Central East, Mid-Central East.
That sounds made up.
That's, just like Ohio made was up. Made up.
I stand firm as the best state in the world.
She had to think about it.
Because I was so overwhelmed with feeling.
Oh, you know what?
I stand firm.
Yeah, again, we will unpack this on another episode. I think this is a great closing to this episode because the technical difficulty just got me all up in a tizzy and I need to regroup. I need a break. So, with that being said.
Tizzy, you're such a lady.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I love that.
I love that. That's enough.
Okay. Now, we're going to go ahead and close off this episode. Do you want to close this off?
I did not practice that.
Okay, great. So, we're going to close it off with an unpopular opinion.
Oh, yes. I definitely was not prepared for that.
Okay. So, unpopular opinion of the week. I feel like the best female artist of this generation, not my generation, the best female artist of this generation is Doja Cat. Yep. And with that being said, that's all that we have, folks. See you next episode on Are We Canceled
Yet? Are We Canceled Yet? Yeah, I know you got me thinking about it. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Bye, y'all.